welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We're always interested in your thoughts. Drop us a note to indianaweekend@gmail.com with your suggestions and comments. Let us know what's going on where you are. Well, it's the season for county fairs. That means 4-H kids showing their work, the rides, fried food, general festivities. It's also a time in this election season to take the temperature of folks, maybe, to see how Hoosiers are doing. And the fair is a good place to find regular folks. Nearly everybody, it seems, enjoys a summertime stroll past the concessions and the midway, all that stuff. So that's how we wound up at the Madison County Fair in Alexandria, talking with 35-year-old Alyssa McCarthy of Anderson. She's loved coming here since she was a kid.
Oh, I loved it. It was like the highlight of the week. I mean, you waited all summer for it to be fair week, and we never got to go to the state fair. Like, this was our fair. This was the highlight of our summer. The single parent home, and so this was like a big deal that we always look forward to because it was our day to go have fun and have a good time, and it was our vacation almost, so to speak.
Did you grow up in Anderson?
I did grow up in Anderson.
What's changed? And Anderson has gone through one, you know, tough time or another, that kind of thing.
It really has. Anderson, we had been built on, you know, a lot of the car business industry and stuff, as we've seen that fade away. But we've had a lot of retail come back in, and we've had, with the Nestle plant, has brought in a lot of jobs. So we went through this recession, but now we see Anderson starting to bloom again and jobs starting to come back. So it's really kind of exciting right now to kind of see where it's going and moving.
How about, you know, the authorities are concerned at one time or another about drugs and that stuff like that. You get a sense what kind of a problem there is?
There is a little bit, kind of depending upon where you're at. But then as I start talking to people in some of these other towns, it really isn't, it really isn't worse than some of the surrounding towns. So I think sometimes there's not as much recreation and things to keep people out of trouble. But we don't run into people that are high or anything like that, and we live on the west side, so it's not a common interaction.
You feel like things are kind of on the rebound now after some tough times earlier?
For a while, it was really sad because Anderson had a lot of houses that you would see were vacant. A lot of banks have repossessed these homes and things, and then nobody has the money to buy them. So it just kind of looked like it was dying. And then as the housing market, things have changed, as jobs are coming in, when we first started looking at houses, I mean, all the houses were $30,000 or whatever, even though they were worth more. And in the last 5 years, we've steadily watched the cost of those houses go back up. And now a house can be on the market in Anderson and turn around and be off in less than a month's time. So people are wanting to buy homes in Anderson, are wanting to come and be a part of that again. And that's been kind of neat, except when you're house hunting, but all in all, it's encouraging for our town.
You heard a note of optimism there, and she's not the only one. Nick Sims of Alexandria graduated from high school a year ago. He hasn't connected with a full-time job yet, but plans to start college soon. And in the meantime, enjoys tinkering with technology.
Working on computer bits here and there, programming. Soon to be going into college, working on all that. Came here to enjoy the fair that I've been to almost every single year of my life. I've lived here all my life. This fair is kind of tradition for me.
You are a gamer.
Yes. I learned how to turn on and play a computer when I was 2.5 years old. And later on in my life, when I was about 9, I was introduced to the original Xbox, went up to 360 and now X1. And I can switch between PS2, PS3 to Xbox.
You're into technology.
Yes.
Do you see that as a job possibility for you?
Possibility. PC programming, game programming, definitely. Building computers, definitely. Game designing. Anything that has to do with technology or taking bits, things apart, just fascinate.
Tell us your name.
Jessica Dow, D-O-W.
And are you from Anderson too?
From Alexandria.
From Alexandria, okay.
Yeah.
Have you been coming to the fair since you were these guys' age? Tell me about that a little bit, what that was like and what y'all would do.
Well, we would spend the, we would ride rides until we throw up, to be totally honest. That's what we did.
Tell me about your most memorable fair experience, the time you will never forget.
There was a ride called the Tornado. It was a lot like the, I don't even know what it's called. It's like the swings. And it sat four to a person, and you could spin it. And we, I rode it, I don't know, 11 times probably, one right after the other, and threw up. It was fun, though.
Was anybody with you? I mean,
yeah,
was this
my friend Brad was with me.
This was a group experience.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
How's Alexandria doing? How hard is it for people to find a job these days?
Probably a lot harder than it used to be. I've had my job for 2 years now, but I went to college, got an associate's degree in medical assisting. I have a medical assisting license, and I can't get a medical assisting job. So they want experience, and all I've got is my internship. But
that's supposed to be a growth industry.
Yeah.
You know, people don't realize sometimes, not everybody realizes sometimes, it can be hard to find a job.
Yeah.
Like, you've got an education.
Yeah.
And you're in a fast-growing field.
Yeah. You definitely have to further your education more than just high school, unless you want to work in fast food for the rest of your life. And anymore, I feel like you have to have some kind of a degree for that, too. I don't know.
Mom.
What?
What is this for?
It's for television, honey.
Knowing what you know now, do you have advice for young people in high school?
I would have went to college a lot sooner. I didn't go to college until I was, pregnant with her. And she'll be 7 next month, so I think I waited too long. And, yeah, I would have gone a lot sooner.
What's your plan now?
I'm medical billing now, so it's still kind of in the realm of what I went to school for. So I'm kind of hoping to stick with stuff like that for now. In the long run, I don't know. I may eventually go back to school, but I don't know at this point.
That's Jessica Dow from Alexandria talking about careers and jobs. We love a good county fair, and we went to Madison County both for a taste of that experience and to check the mood of everyday people in this election year. Before Jessica, you heard Nick Sims, a recent high school graduate, talking about his plans.
Indiana Weekend, interesting people and places from across our region. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line. Let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com.
My name's Steve Richardson. I'm program director for Madison County Coalition Against Substance Abuse.
And tell me about being out here at the fair today and the importance of that.
Well, it's really important for our organizations, and we'll have two organizations from our coalition out here every day from 4 to 8 to explain to the public some of the dangers, like the display we have on the drugs that are out there now, and also the resources that are available for those that are suffering from the disease of addiction.
Is there a relationship between hard times in the economy and the extent to which people get mixed up in this?
Oh, absolutely. As you know, in Madison County, we had the demise of General Motors and our population decrease. And certainly that is a factor. And also domestic violence goes up because of the increased use of alcohol and drugs.
There's been a lot of attention paid to meth. Can you give us an idea of the sorts of problems the community is facing from that or other drugs?
Well, one of our organizations is Madison County Drug Task Force. And within that, there are two people specifically designed to or assigned to go into the meth problem. We've done a pretty good job with that. Now we're facing the scourge of heroin. And there's a reason for that, is that the opioids that we've done a pretty good job in getting the prescription drugs out, the Oxycontins, the hydrocodones, and people are going to heroin because, quite frankly, it's cheaper. And we're having a lot of people overdose. We have one of the highest overdose rates Indiana does in the country. And we passed some legislation with Narcan now, where all our first responders now have the availability to, you know, to save lives. Pretty controversial, but then again, nobody can find recovery if they're dead. So we look at it that way, that if we keep them from dying, maybe there's a chance that they will find recovery.
Do we need more resources to address this?
Oh, absolutely. I think education of the general population, and that's what we're here about this week at the fair, is just to let people know and parents know what to look for. 60% of the drug addiction from opioids was through pharmaceutical drugs, were through prescriptions that doctors had written. So there's a big job to be done. But at least it's being recognized now nationally. Congress just passed a very comprehensive piece of bipartisan legislation which is addressing this problem.
Is there any way to sort of describe, a typical case of someone who gets involved?
Those of us in the recovering community that have dealt with this, we talk about the addiction model. The addiction model is those people that are genetically predisposed for addiction, and a lot of times they don't even know who they are, coupled with environment. When we're talking about environment, we're talking exactly about the things you're talking about. The lack of hope, the lack of jobs, the lack of education to get a good job. That's the environmental things that can create that formula for a problem. And, that's what we're facing, in our county and throughout the state and the country, obviously.
So for someone who didn't know anything about Anderson, can you just kind of retrace the past, a little bit, set the scene for us, where we were and where we are now?
Well, in the 70s, we had two General Motors divisions here that employed about 23 or 24,000 people. Now that affected a lot of other related businesses also. Our population then, back in the 70s, was around 70,000 people. Now we're in the low 50s. So you can see we've created this, and economics has a lot to do with it. When people give up hope, they go to other means to escape, if you will. So that's what we're looking at. And that's what the organizations that we have in Mikasa are trying to overcome in the areas of education, treatment, and of course, public safety.
If we were driving around Anderson, what would we see that tells us about this, about what's happening?
Well, I've lived here nearly all my life, with the exception of the nearly 5 years I spent in the Marine Corps. And commuted to Ball State, in fact, and worked at General Motors while I was going to school. So what we see now, or I see now, is kind of depressing, because we see a lot of vacant buildings. We see an entire area where there used to be four or five different plants. It's now nothing. It's just green space. So, but on the positive side, we have a lot of organizations trying to change that paradigm. And we do have the politicians that are trying to bring in new business to our community. It started with Nestle's, and we've got several others coming in with pretty good jobs. So you can't give up.
That's Steve Richardson, Program Director for the Madison County Coalition Against Substance Abuse. Interesting to hear someone from that field make the connection between jobs, or the lack of jobs, and drug use, and the idea that heroin, not meth, is apparently the big problem. Good to hear him end on a hopeful note. More Madison County challenges and more reasons for hope just ahead.
Well, I beat the drum and hold the phone. The sun came out today. We're born again. There's new grass on the field. Round the third and headed for home. It's a brown-eyed, handsome man. Anyone can understand the way I feel.
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
At the county fair, you can see so many things. The farming tradition carried on by young 4-H'ers, families enjoying their time together, generous helpings of fried elephant ears and other health food. The summer tradition is also a great place for feature reporters to check the mood of a country in the midst of a presidential election year. So we visited the Madison County Fair in Alexandria. Truck driver Rick Reynolds was there with his family, including a young fan of the movie Frozen, who saw our microphone and wanted to talk about her favorite song from the show.
And how does that song go again? I'm trying to remember.
Let it go, can't hold it back anymore. Here I stay, when the storm rises on, can't hold it back anymore.
What a beautiful voice you have.
Good.
Where did you learn to sing like that?
Watching Frozen.
We're talking to people at the fair today. How's it going?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah? Do you come every year?
If I can. I'm over the road, so okay. It's just when I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long you been a driver?
23 years. Too long. Yeah, too long.
One of the things that's going on around here, that people talk about the economy in Madison County. Do you have any sense about how easy or hard it is to find jobs in around here?
Yeah, there's no jobs. I mean, I've been trying to get off road for a while, and to find a decent paying job, it's almost non-existent. Unless you go to like Indy or Fort Wayne, you know, big cities. Vegas, I mean, you know, like you go to Vegas, you can find jobs, but around here, it's just hard.
Has it always been that way?
Not really. I mean, since we lived down here, which has been since 2005, it's been almost non-existent. You know, summertime, you might as well hang it up. College kids get all them, you know, and high school kids and all that. So, yeah.
You're a veteran. Tell me about that.
Well, I spent 3 years in the Navy. I mean, should have retired, but I didn't. I mean, I had a good experience there.
And there's a real need for drivers, isn't there? A lot of companies are looking to hire.
Yeah, they have a large overturn on drivers because, well, I call them new generation drivers. They're not that experienced. They're too busy playing with their technology and stuff like that. So, I mean, to find good drivers, yeah. But, I mean, it basically takes kind of a special breed to drive, you know. I mean, you got to be away from home and stuff like that, you know, and then a lot of people, once they get out there, they realize that, and then they don't want to do it no more. So
it can be kind of a hard life.
It is. Yeah, it is. And I mean, like I said, last several years, I've been trying to get off the road. You know, 23 years, that's a long time.
If you weren't doing that, what would you be doing?
Neither. Probably working in a shop as a mechanic or construction work. I mean, I'm more outdoors, you know. I can't do stuff inside all the time. Feel cooped up, but yeah, that's probably what I'd be doing.
Well, we had the recession back in 2008, 2009, and since then, they say, you know, there's been a recovery. What do you think?
I'd say there's been a slight recovery. I mean, you know, prices on a lot of stuff skyrocketed. Some of the stuff's come back down, like diesel fuels, it's come down and things like that, but price of milk, beef, pork, I mean, your necessities, they haven't come down. You know, it seems to me like once the retail chains got, when, you know, the prices have gone up and not everything, you know, like fuel and all that's come down, they don't want to drop their prices down.
Truck driver Rick Reynolds, talking about his dream of coming off the road after 23 years and finding a job closer to home, if only he could. Some of the most hopeful people we met at the county fair were the very young, often with dreams of making their own jobs somehow in technology. They included Zach Fenwick, who's building a following on a live video streaming app called Live.me. Live video streaming apps are not to everybody's taste, but understand for teens and young adults today, broadcasting your message to the world is just no big deal. Listen to this fellow.
Tell me what's going on. You graduated in the spring and what you're doing now.
I graduated from the spring at Delta High School, and now I'm just, you know, kind of like streaming on this site called Live.me. You know, I get like 9,000 viewers a stream. People like how crazy I am.
Streaming what?
Just myself, just my personality. You know?
Like video blogging?
Yes, like vlogging, yes. And, you know, I do like voice impressions. I do crazy stuff. I usually wear a lot of different hats and stuff. And yeah.
How do people find you? What would they look for?
They would just go to the app live.me. I'm usually one of the top streamers on there now. And then they just see me and my Stitch doll. And, you know, I'm just like, how you doing? It's me, Stitch. And then they're just like, oh my gosh, I love it. And I'm just like, I love you too. And then, you know, that's usually how it goes. They're just like, I have to see more of you. I'm just like, well, I'm always here. And then, yep, that's how it goes. And then more people just keep on coming.
What kind of reaction are you getting?
I'm getting a lot of great reactions. I usually try to spread positive vibes and stuff. I help a lot of people through like depression and stuff because a lot of people like to see me to escape reality going through all this terrible stuff in their lives. So yeah, I feel good to help out people.
Do you have a username on there?
Yeah, it's Zach Dew because you know I like Mountain Dew, so.
Very good. And so your sort of longer range goals to do what?
I want to be an entertainer in California. I don't know, like either a TV show, movie. I've always wanted a talk show. I love Conan. Great. He's a little tall for me, but yeah, awesome.
How are you going to do that?
How am I going to do that? Well, I'm going to build up my social medias right now while I'm in Indiana. And then once I get a good viewer base and people supporting me, I'm going to move out to California and give it a shot. So.
And tell me, for folks who are, you know, don't understand how that works, the number of followers and everything that you have is significant. Talk about that.
I've started streaming on live.me about 2 weeks ago, and I have 20,000 followers. And last night I got 1.3 million likes and 9,000 viewers. It was one of my best streams. I was up till 6 in the morning, though, so I haven't really got any sleep. But, you know, I'm still rocking, getting ready for another stream tonight.
Let me ask you this. Aside from that, what sort of opportunity is there for young people coming out of high school today, do you think?
I think with the internet being so big right now, you can really do anything. If you have any talent, I would just go for it right now while you're young. I always think you take risks while you're young and just see how it goes. You have nothing to lose.
Have you always been that way? I mean, what was sort of the evolution or progression of this?
I've always been that way. I've always been a go-getter. And when I was 13, if you know the game Minecraft, I ran the number one Minecraft server with my friend. We had 86,000 people on there, and I was having business meetings, my prepubescent little kid with my high voice. I was having business meetings with like 30-year-olds. They're just like, how the heck is this 13-year-old the number one street like guy on here? And yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Zach Fenwick, who just graduated from Delta High School and is a young man with a plan. It's a dream, perhaps beyond the comprehension of some of us, but a hopeful master of a media form that we might not understand but may recognize as part of an emerging digital culture. Pokemon, meet Live.me. That's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Sean Ashcraft, and all the folks in the front office, including your friends Matt Bloom, Connie Clary, Lori Georgie, Emily Kowalski, Andrea Lutz, John Morgan, Angie Rapp, and Debbie Webb. Glad you could join us this time. Hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Sean Ashcraft. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from IPR's listeners. We hope you'll join your friends who are IPR members. You can go to indianapublicradio.org or give us a call at 1-800-646-1812. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.